USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kudlow said the country's in the middle of a housing boom. Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief, which Republican lawmakers are going to detail today when it comes to their proposal. The National Counterintelligence and Security Center is warning that current and ongoing threats and attacks are targeting American election campaigns, as well as candidates, citizens, and elections overall. The warning blames China, Russia, as well as Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hurricane Douglas hitting the Hawaiian Islands with heavy winds and heavy rains at this hour. The center of the storm is just north of Honolulu. Douglas is a Category 1 storm, packing winds of 85 miles an hour. Authorities in Hawaii say people in the path of it should be sheltering in place. Late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week. There will be an invitation-only arrival ceremony this afternoon, and the public can pay their respects to Lewis at the Capitol Rotunda today and tomorrow. The U.S. consulate in Chengdu, China, has officially shut its doors. At dawn today, the Chengdu consulate lowered its American flag, and Chinese authorities took control of the building. Beijing forced it to close in retaliation for the U.S. government's closure of China's consulate in Houston. The Trump administration says China was using that consulate to spy on Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Hollywood great has passed away. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Gone with the Wind and the heiress star, Olivia de Havilland, one of the last luminaries from Hollywood's golden age, has passed away in Paris at age 104. The two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at her home in Paris. She was born to British parents in Tokyo, and she was the older sister of actress Joan Fontaine, who died in 2013 at the age of 96. The two sisters had a famously contentious rivalry. In 2019, the Supreme Court rejected de Havilland's petition to review the dismissal of her lawsuit against FX for its series Feud, Bet and Joan. De Havilland sued the network, stating that Feud's showrunners used her name and image without permission or compensation. Catherine Zeta-Jones played de Havilland in the series that depicted the battle between actresses Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
British police are breathing a sigh of relief after a call about a loose panther turned out to be something much less fierce. Officers in West Sussex, England, called to a public park after a reported sighting of a large apex predator. After shining some flashlights, they realized the black panther was actually just a stuffed animal on a park bench. The police department admitted even the officers who responded didn't realize it was fake when they first arrived. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.